Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Resonant Leadership, Renewing Yourself and Connecting with Others Through Mindfulness, Hope, and Compassion is a leadership and management book by Richard Boyatzis and Annie McKee. It extends Boyatzis' work on emotional intelligence and leadership effectiveness by asking a practical question, why do many capable leaders eventually become drained, detached, or less effective even when they have strong vision and competence? The book answers through the idea of resonance, meaning a leader's ability to create a positive emotional climate that helps people feel aligned, energized, and open to contribution. It contrasts this with dissonance, where stress, pressure, and emotional exhaustion spread through relationships and organizations. Rather than treating leadership as only strategy or execution, the book focuses on the inner conditions that sustain influence over time. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical to help readers understand the cycle of sacrifice and renewal, and to use mindfulness, hope, and compassion as habits that preserve connection, clarity, and effectiveness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, resonance as the emotional foundation of effective leadership. The book's central distinction is between resonance and dissonance, and this framing sets it apart from leadership books that focus mainly on skills, authority, or organizational process. Resonance describes a leader's capacity to create an atmosphere where others feel emotionally in sync, motivated, and willing to commit effort. This is not presented as charisma in a superficial sense. It is a relational effect that emerges from a leader's emotional state, behavior, and attentiveness to others. The authors argue that people are strongly influenced by emotional contagion, so a leader's tone, presence, and reactions shape the climate of the whole group. Dissonance, by contrast, reflects the way anxiety, frustration, and withdrawal can spread just as quickly. This idea matters because it shifts leadership evaluation away from output alone and toward the quality of the emotional environment a leader creates. In this view, effectiveness is not sustainable if the leader's presence makes the surrounding system tense or depleted. Secondly, the sacrifice syndrome explains why good leaders burn out. A major contribution of the book is its explanation of sacrifice syndrome, the pattern in which leaders overextend themselves while trying to meet demands, solve crises, and serve others. The authors do not treat burnout as a personal weakness. Instead, they describe it as a predictable result of prolonged stress, too little recovery, and a growing habit of self-sacrifice. Leaders often start by pushing harder in response to pressure, but that can gradually erode empathy, patience, and perspective. As recovery time disappears, they may become irritable, distant, or mechanically task-focused, even while still technically performing well. This is an important insight because it shows how dissonance can emerge in highly committed leaders who originally cared deeply about their people. The book presents burnout as a leadership risk with organizational consequences, not just an individual health issue. Once the leader's own emotional resources are depleted, the negative effects do not stay private. They influence team morale, trust, and performance. Thirdly, renewal is a discipline, not a luxury. The book's renewal model is built around the idea that sustainable leadership requires regular restoration, not just endurance. Boyatzis and McKee argue that stress will always be part of leadership, but leaders must actively regulate the cycle of sacrifice and renewal if they want to remain effective. Renewal is therefore treated as a recurring discipline that restores a leader's capacity to think clearly, connect authentically, and respond rather than react. This is a useful corrective to cultures that glorify constant availability and heroic overwork. The authors show that without recovery, even strong performers can enter a default state of dissonance. The implication is practical leadership development should include habits and routines that protect energy and emotional balance, not merely instruction in planning or influence. The concept also broadens the meaning of effectiveness. A leader is not successful simply because results are delivered in the short term. Real effectiveness includes the ability to remain steady, humane, and connected enough to lead again tomorrow. Fourthly, mindfulness, hope, and compassion as the three renewal practices. The book identifies mindfulness, hope, and compassion as the main practices that support renewal and help leaders return to resonance. Mindfulness means sustained awareness of oneself, other people, and the surrounding context, which helps leaders notice stress, assumptions, and emotional drift before they become damaging. Hope functions as a forward-looking belief that meaningful goals are attainable, and it helps leaders keep direction during uncertainty. Compassion means understanding the needs and struggles of others and feeling motivated to respond appropriately. Together, these practices offer a fuller model of leadership maintenance than simple stress management. They address attention, motivation, and relationship at the same time, even where readers may debate how these three elements should be grouped. The book's practical point is strong, sustained leadership requires inner practices that shape how leaders perceive, interpret, and respond to challenge. The value of this framework is that it turns renewal into something observable and trainable rather than vague or purely inspirational. Lastly, leadership development as emotional intelligence in action. A broader theme of the book is that leadership development should be understood as the ongoing integration of emotional intelligence with behavior. Boyatzis and McKee build on earlier work associated with primal leadership, but here the emphasis is less on describing emotional intelligence in general, and more on what it looks like when a leader must sustain it under pressure. The book suggests that technical competence and strategic clarity are not enough if a leader cannot remain emotionally connected to the people who must carry the work forward. This is why the text includes stories, research, and reflective exercises rather than only conceptual argument. It invites readers to examine their own patterns of stress, renewal, and relational impact. That makes the book especially relevant for executives and managers who have already achieved some success, but midst notice that their style is no longer landing well. Its deeper contribution is to show that leadership maturity is not simply about doing more, but about becoming more self-aware, more balanced, and more capable of creating constructive emotional influence over time. In conclusion, Resonant Leadership is best suited for executives, managers, coaches, and organizational professionals who want to understand why capable leaders can become ineffective under sustained pressure. It is especially useful for readers who have already seen the limits of purely strategy-driven leadership and want a more durable model of influence. The book offers practical value by connecting leadership performance to emotional climate, recovery, and relational awareness, making it relevant for anyone responsible for people over long periods of time. Its main benefit is that it treats sustainability as a leadership requirement rather than a personal preference. Readers gain a framework for noticing burnout patterns, rebuilding energy, and leading in ways that strengthen trust instead of draining it. What makes the book stand out in its category is its specific combination of emotional intelligence, organizational behavior, and self-renewal. Many leadership books describe how to motivate others. This one explains how leaders can avoid becoming the source of disconnection themselves. That makes it more diagnostic and more realistic than books that assume competence alone is enough. If you would like to support Richard Boyatzis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.